Writers and poets should not be depressed by rejection. Of course, no one hopes for rejection, but if it comes, we could see it as a learning opportunity. Wearing my creative art psychotherapist hat, I often give clients this advice. It's common sense, of course, in line with the saying, "The person who never made a mistake never learned anything." We writers encounter many such learning opportunities. Rejection, especially repeated rejection, is hard. Many of us, perhaps especially poets, think we are particularly sensitive people, so find rejection the harder. I find it hard too, but decided early on that if I was serious about my career, I must cope with editors and publishers who turn down my work and proposals, and who frequently do not even do the courtesy of replying. Of course, there are rejection letters and rejection letters. Some are the briefest of dismissals. In such cases, I tell myself, never mind. It'll be published somewhere better, and they'll regret having turned it down. There are other rejection letters in which an editor kindly gives feedback, and these merit attention. A consequence of overly sensitive feelings can be that a writer never sends out work to publishers. I have seen this enough times. Some writers restrict themselves to sending stories, novels, plays to the same editors over and over again because they have had work accepted by them in the past and dare not send their work elsewhere for fear of rejection. When I was mentoring poets for Survivor's Poetry, I found all my mentees adversely affected to some degree by rejection. It was not enough to say that I valued their work and found it publishable. So, in some cases, I actually sent off their work and only informed them when I knew that a magazine would publish it. A talented writer, I'll call him Frank, in a workshop group I run, seems pathologically unable to approach commercial publication. He has written for many years and amassed several novels and collections of stories and poetry, all self-published. Nothing wrong with self-publishing if that is what an author wants. It's not the mistake, for instance, that vanity publishing is. I have unsuccessfully reasoned with Frank to submit his work for publication. He even offers an elaborate justification hinging on coincidental disasters that occurred when he last submitted work to a publisher long ago. This reminds me of the superstitious footballer who wears lucky underpants for every match just because he won his first significant football match while wearing them. Writers who can't cope with publishers' rejections could consider appointing a literary agent to submit their work and only inform them of positive responses. Similarly, the agent or a helpful family member or friend can check the reviews that the writer's work attracts and perhaps only inform their sensitive client about the positive ones. Poets, though, are disadvantaged since most agents refuse to represent them. Moreover, in order to acquire an agent, a writer must first overcome fear of rejection by potential agents.